Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can watch. We have video there, that 3-minute and 1-minute videos. So check all those out. It's all about small business. That's all we do here. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
TatumLLC.com. We service and perform the function of chief financial officer and provide projects related to the CFO office in small and medium-sized businesses across
absolutely.
The country.
So check them out, folks. Tatum LLC, TatumLLC.com. Mm-hmm. Sam, as I like to do, let's wrap up our visit with your report on the employment situation and then the general economy. Last 30 days, the arrow was down. The next 60 days, the arrow sideways. So what does that mean?
Well, looking out the next 60 days, people are pretty much, in our survey respondents, they're looking to keep what they've got. They're not reducing, but they're not increasing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much flat. Looking back 30 days, there was a downtrend compared to the prior month, and so it just does not look promising on that front. We know on the longer term, and this is not in the survey, but in the longer term, as long as our economy is growing in the 2% range, and we're having 2% of productivity improvements, where's the growth in employment
right.
going to come from?
Right.
And so, but in the near term, and what's going on right now, it's just weak. More of the same, and we don't see a near-term improvement in that.
China is slowing down. Some of the clothing on that emperor is starting to disappear, isn't it? We're starting to realize that. Europe is Europe. It's a basket case over there. I don't know. You know, you don't know where to start when you want to talk about their problems over there. How much are those two things weighing on the U.S. economy?
Well, Europe brings concerns because we're looking at what over there appears to many people to be like a wreck in slow motion.
Yep.
And it raises general anxiety, not knowing what the effects are going to be. We just don't know because we don't know how they're going to handle this. They keep kicking the ball down the road. With regard to China, they're slowing down some, but that does not directly affect us. And by the way, they're slowing down from 10% to around, 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be growing at 7 or 7.5%. And by the way, their middle class is growing and doing very well, and they are in a process of becoming buyers of what
mm-hmm.
we produce.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bad news down from 10% to 7%. Looks like a soft landing. They just reduced their interest rates on their thing to stimulate themselves a little bit. I think personally that they're going to be okay, and their effect on us is not nearly as great as the potential effect of Europe.
One of the ways that scenario is affecting us is most of the major corporate organizations in America, publicly traded companies, over the last very few years have flipped over. The tipping point has flipped over to where 60% of their revenues and profits are coming from outside the United States.
Yeah.
And so when those U.S. domicile companies are trying to do business in those countries that are having a tough time, it affects 60% of their activity, which impacts, you know, even though they've got employees and commitments in those countries, it's got to roll back to this country somewhat.
But I think in the developing world, particularly, let's say China, the commitments that they're having there are actually growing on the basis of internal Chinese consumer demand.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the total economy is slowing its rate of growth, it's still quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Europe is the scarier part, and
yep.
that affects us. They're big trading partners with us, and
like you say, that is a train wreck that started a while back. It's going on right now. It's continuing. And no one knows how that's going to turn out. So, but it's, you know, the good news is, as tough as it is here in America, we're not as bad as they are, and we can work out of our problems. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right, pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, thanks for 11 great years. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.